This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. UN nuclear inspectors expect to begin their work Thursday, today, at Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, assessing safety and security matters amid international concern that fighting in the area could endanger the facility. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi said it's a mission that seeks to prevent a nuclear accident. Grossi said he expects his team initial work at the plant to last a few days while hoping to establish a permanent or continued presence. Ukraine and Russia have repeatedly accused each other of shelling the area near the power plant, the largest nuclear facility in Europe and a key source of energy for Ukraine. Russia captured the nuclear plant in early March and its military force has been there ever since. FBI cyber experts from the United States are heading to Montenegro to investigate a massive and coordinated attack on the tiny Balkan nation's government and its services. We get more on the story from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Last weekend, Montenegro's Agency for National Security said the country was under a hybrid war at the moment, blaming the attack squarely on Russia, though without providing evidence. Officials say Russia has a strong motive because the Balkan state, once considered an ally, joined NATO in 2017, despite strong opposition from the Kremlin. It has also joined Western recent sanctions against Moscow. Other Eastern European states deemed enemies of Russia have recently also sustained cyber attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And as always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United Nations said in a new report that at least 50 people, civilians, were killed during a military operation conducted by Mali's army and foreign troops. On April 19th, the UN has repeatedly accused Malian soldiers of summarily executing civilians and suspected militants over the course of their decade-long fight against groups like Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. The alleged April massacre took place on Market Day in Hombori municipality after a Malian military convoy hit an improvised explosive device. Mali's military spokesman did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Lawyers for the United States Justice Department and former President Donald Trump are due to appear at a hearing Thursday as a federal judge considers whether to appoint a special master to review materials the FBI seized from Trump's Florida home. The judge, Aileen Cannon, said last weekend she was inclined to appoint a special master, but first wanted to hear what the government had to say. While opposing the appointment of a special master, the government said that if Canada appoints such a person, the review should be completed by September 30th. The Justice Department said that during the early August search, FBI agents seized another 33 boxes, containers, and other evidence with more than 100 classified records, including some marked with the highest national security classification. New York City is posting gun-free zone signs in Times Square to alert people about new laws in the wake of the Supreme Court's concealed carry rule. We get more on the story from the AP's Julie Walker. And we'll have that story for you during our next newscast. Meantime, Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian says his country needs stronger guarantees from Washington for the revival of a 2015 nuclear deal and reiterated that the UN Atomic Watchdog should drop its politically motivated probes of Tehran's nuclear work. Speaking on Wednesday during a visit to Moscow, where he met Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Abdollahian said Tehran was carefully reviewing Washington's response to an EU text for the revival of the nuclear agreement, which has been on the verge of collapse since former President Trump withdrew the United States unilaterally in 2018 while reimposing crippling sanctions. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us right here at our website, voanews.com and the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.